Chapter 7.3. Talking about something and nothing. Understanding indefinite words. Sometimes you don't know exactly what you want to refer to. It could be something or someone or anyone for that matter. These sorts of words are indefinite words. Spanish has them just as English does. Algo means something or anything. Alguien means someone or somebody. Alguna vez means once or sometime. Alguno means some or any. Cualquier means whichever or whatever. Notice that algo and alguien never change forms. There is no such thing as algos or alguienes. However, alguno and cualquier do change forms according to the gender. Alguno also changes forms according to the quantity, in which case it translates as several.
Por ejemplo, uno. Algo pasó en el banco. Something happened in the bank. Dos. Alguna vez en mi vida, quiero volar en un avión pequeño. Sometime in my life, I'd like to fly in a small plane. Tres. Alguien está en mi cuarto. Someone is in my room. Cuatro. ¿Cuál bebida te gusta? Which drink do you like? No me importa. Cualquiera está bien para mí. I don't care. Whichever is fine for me. Cinco. Vamos a llevar algunos en caso de emergencia. We're going to take several in case of emergency.
Some other useful words along this vein are siempre, which means always. También, which means also or to. Por ejemplo, uno. Héctor siempre va al colegio en bus. Hector always goes to high school by bus. Dos. Quiero ir con usted también. I want to go with you, too.
Understanding negative words. Perhaps, though, you don't want to talk about somebody or something. Perhaps you'd prefer to talk about nobody or nothing. These are negative indefinite words. In Spanish, there's a word with exactly the opposite meaning for each of the positive words you've learned already.
Positive indefinite, algo. Negative indefinite, nada. Translation, nothing. Positive indefinite, alguien. Negative indefinite, nadie. Translation, no one or nobody. Positive indefinite, alguno. Negative indefinite, ningún. Translation, not any. Positive indefinite, cualquier. Negative indefinite, ninguno. Translation, neither one. Positive indefinite, o. Negative indefinite, ni. Translation, neither or nor. Positive indefinite, siempre. Negative indefinite, nunca o jamás. Translation, never. Positive indefinite, también. Negative indefinite, tampoco. Translation, neither or not either.
Forming negatives in Spanish can be tricky. Sometimes you can form a negative sentence in Spanish just as you would in English.
Por ejemplo, uno, jamás he jugado fútbol. I have never played soccer. Dos, nadie tiene ganas de salir. No one wants to go out. Tres, ¿cuál bebida quieres? Which drink do you want? Ninguno, no me gustan estas bebidas. Neither one, I don't like these drinks. Cuatro, ¿quieren ustedes ir conmigo? Do you want to go with me? No, yo tampoco. No, me neither.
There's another way of forming negative sentences, however. This involves placing the word no before the verb. And make sure you do not place it before the subject.
Por ejemplo, uno. No quiero ir. I don't want to go. Dos. Ellos no van mañana. They aren't going tomorrow. Tres. Sarita y Thomas no están en la clase hoy. Sarah and Thomas are not in class today.
If you want to add a negative indefinite word like nobody or nothing to a negative sentence, you're going to have to unlearn some English grammar. Remember how you learned in school that you should never say things like, I ain't never done it, or he don't know nothing, or there isn't no one here? These are called double negatives, and they're perfectly fine in Spanish.
No lo he hecho nunca. Él no sabe nada. No hay nadie aquí.
In fact, you have to form double negatives in Spanish because that's the proper way to form these sentences grammatically.
Por ejemplo, uno, no tengo nada. I have nothing. Literally, I don't have nothing. Dos, no quiero ni este ni el otro. I don't want either this one or the other. Literally, I don't want neither this one nor the other.
In this chapter, we learned about indefinite and negative words. Now it's time for a review.